I do want to leave with you just a thought that you will find in the book of Proverbs written by Solomon. And in Proverbs chapter 39 and the verse 18, Solomon pens these tremendous words, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish." And that you read down church history and you will find that men and women who have achieved great things for God have one thing in common, and that is that they were men and women of vision. And I thank God for the men and women of vision in the pioneering days of the Free Church here in Ulster, for the vision that was given to Dr. Paisley, for the vision that was given to so many who had a desire to see God raise up a separated testimony. Now, as you think of these words, where there is no vision, the people perish. We need a vision of Him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And one of the great dangers that we face in the Christian life is that we get our eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to keep our eyes fastened upon Him. And if you take time to read the life story of Peter, you'll find that there was times when Peter began to sink and stumble and fall and make mistakes. And on every occasion, it was because he got his eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, looking unto Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Robert Murray McShane, that great Scottish divine, used to say, "For every look I take at myself, I take 10 looks at Jesus." And oh, as Christians, may God give us that vision of the Lord Jesus Christ that will blind us to everything that the world, the flesh, and the devil has to offer. Then not only do we need a vision of Him, but I believe that we need a vision of holiness. Need a vision of holiness. How important it is to understand that if you're going to be a vessel fit for the Master's use, then you've got to learn the truth of holiness in the Christian life. Now, I'm not talking about the holiness that people go about like the Pharisees with a holier-than-thou attitude, but real holiness is Christ-likeness. You remember it was said of the early disciples, "And they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus." And if you're going to be a vessel that is used of God, then you need to understand the truth that Moody said when he said that God is not looking for vessels of silver and gold, but God is looking for clean vessels. And God wants to use your life, but it has to be a clean vessel. Wonder this morning, as the Lord speaks to your heart and mind, the men and women that take knowledge that we have been with Jesus. Remember it was said of Elisha by the Shunammite woman, "I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passeth by us continually." And what we need in the Free Church more than anything else in these days as men and women who have a vision of holiness and clean living and godly living that makes an impact upon those who are outside. So many Christians are conformed to the world. And the Bible says, "Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And we need Christians who think holiness as a man thinketh, so he is. And we need to pray, "Lord, day by day with McShane, make me as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be." Then could I just say this, that you need not only a vision of holiness. And we need not only a vision of Him, the Lord Jesus, but we need a vision of heaven. We need a vision of heaven. You know, the Bible tells us all that we need to know about heaven. And one of the things that the Bible tells us is that believers can win a crown of rejoicing. And the Bible talks about crowns, and let no man take your crown. And one of the great things that Paul talks about is, he says, henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing. And there's a crown, and you can win it when you go in Jesus' name. Dr. Ironside was preaching on one occasion, the famous Bible teacher, and he happened to make the comment, there are five crowns in the Bible, and I want to win every one of them. Want to gain every one of them. And a lady come up after the meeting, and there's always some wee crater will come up to put you right. And she says to Mr. Ironside, I think you're a very selfish, self-centered man. And he said, dear, why, dear? She says, well, you said there's five crowns in the Bible and you want to win them all. Is that not being selfish? He said, dear, you don't understand. And he turned her to the book of the Revelation, and he showed her how that the 24 elders fell before his face and laid their crowns and cast their crowns at the feet of Jesus. And he said, I want five crowns to cast at the feet of Jesus, because Jesus is worthy of every crown that I can give Him. And thank God, when our brother, Pastor Grossen, went home to be with the Lord, I've no doubt he had five crowns, because he was a servant of God and he heard the well done, good and faithful servant. Just one last thought. We need a vision of history. We need a vision of history. You know, 30 years ago, God did something in the land of Romania that happened in many of the countries in the Eastern Bloc, and that was communism began to fall. The Iron Curtain, and countries that were under the heel of communism for so many years, by the curtain of communism began to collapse. And Romania was one of them. And we've been praying along with many Christians that God would deal a death blow to communism. And God did. There was revolution in the air and Romania was delivered. But along with the revolution, there was revival. And God moved by His Spirit in the land of Romania. And I know of churches that visited them, preached in them, and people were queuing up, standing outside, looking in through the window because they couldn't get a seat inside. And the Spirit of God was working and souls were saved. And you know, we need that in Ulster, don't we? We need a vision of history. And Lord, what you did in 1859, Lord, do it again in our generation. What we have heard with our ears, Lord, we long to behold with our eyes the mighty acts of God in our day and generation. And you know, our magazine of the church is called Vision, and that's one of the reasons God make us men and women of vision who believe in a great God who is able to do the exceeding abundant above that we can ever ask or think. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Oh, may God write His word upon our hearts.